The Good Day program presents Good Day Health. In this hour, we are graced with the presence of Dr. Jack Stockwell, who, along with his wife Mary, have put together a lot of information every week for you on the Forbidden Doctor website. There's a podcast there every week. There's lots of information that'll help you so that you can understand what's going on in your body. So I invite him to spend time with us every week. We go through some of the medical news of the week as well from his point of view. He's a Nuka chiropractor practicing in Salt Lake City. And I would suggest that if you have trouble with your back, your spine, with things that are developmental, that you might want to take a trip to Salt Lake City if you can dodge the snow. How much you got? Although it's
actually
just as bad in the Northeast now.
You know,
how is it?
No. It's strange. The worse it gets over in your end of the woods.
Yeah.
It seems the lighter it's getting here. We're going to be in the 50s all week.
Really?
We're going to have rain.
Now's the time for me
rain.
To come visit you.
Absolutely.
Actually, I do have to plan coming up to see you.
Okay.
So, anyway, Jack is here, and their podcast every week is something that is legion. This week's podcast has to do with you giving organs. If you have, I have that on my driver's license. But organ donations, even though they send a lot of people on to better lives, sometimes my pal Rich McFadden has always said on the air, you don't want to get too close to somebody. If they look at your card and see you're an organ donor and you may not be that close to the end, you may be that close to the end.
Well, that's
if they can harvest
kind of
your organs.
Kind of what we're talking about. And even if your driver's license does not say organ donor, if there's nobody around to say no, they will
grab it
anyway. Most state laws allow that now.
They do.
Yeah, and so in the podcast, what we get into are the people who were revived just before the organs
somebody
were taken out.
Yanked out their spleen,
right.
their liver.
It's such
kidney.
A lucrative business now.
Oh, yeah, it's very lucrative.
That they don't necessarily wait as long as they should, and so we bring ample evidence into the podcast that you might want to think twice if you're in the presence of some loved one, family member, whatever else. Give them another week yet. Just because the scan says the brain is dead doesn't mean it is.
Really? Well,
that's
the brain
right.
can be dead and your body might not be dead. That's
well,
also
your
something.
No, your body is very much alive, but the scan will show that the brain's dead, or the scan will show there's no blood. And then all of a sudden, a few hours to a few days later, people's eyes open up and they're perfectly okay.
Yep.
But had their beating heart been taken out a couple of days earlier, they wouldn't be. So that's what we get into. It's a little shocking, but at the same time, I think it's something for people to consider because you don't be so quick to give up the organs.
Your life, as it were. All right, that's
yes.
sage advice from Dr. Jack. Jack is the author of also all kinds of different papers as a Nuka chiropractor who's called upon all the time to write. Matter of fact, you and Mary are writing a book.
Yes.
And I know this has been, you've been talking about this labor of love for a number of years, and now you're getting close to having finished it, and you're getting input from people that listen to you on the podcast or listen to us here. So if you want people to contribute to this book, what do you have them do?
Well, you know, there's so many times we do a podcast, and then we'll get comments after the podcast. I wish you would have added this, or can you also add this, or talk about this? So if people would go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, and sometimes they forget the .com.
ForbiddenDoctor.com.
.com/Doug. There's an explanation as to what I'm looking for to finish this book. I want to make sure that I've got everything covered. I want to make sure that whatever people think, hey, I've heard you talk from Doug for a long time now on Doug's show, but you've never addressed this, that kind of a thing. Would you please make sure this is in the book? And we will give them a special private deal, but it's only for 1 week. If they will take the time to go to ForbiddenDoctor.com/Doug, and there's two spaces for them to write in their suggestions. If they will do that and send it off to me, back to me, so I can collate this stuff over the next week, we can hurry up and get this thing done. And if they'll do that, I'll give them something nice in return.
All right. So that's ForbiddenDoctor/Doug, or use the code Doug. You can do that, by the way, for other things that are at the Forbidden Doctor. I always like to tout Jack's products because I take them myself and find them very helpful, especially the long life energy enzymes that I have here in front of me. These are the most powerful enzymes, especially for pancreatic support. Remember, if you have problems with your pancreas, your body falls apart very quickly. And you've heard stories of people who get pancreatic cancer. In 3-4 months, they're gonzo. Very hard to come back after that. So if you want something that is very good for your pancreas, very good for everything, then you can also, likewise, go on to ForbiddenDoctor.com. You go to Long Life Energy Enzymes and see what's... So you can look at the information that's there as to how they're all put together with various probiotics. The compound is very unique. And if you want to try it on the website, use the code Doug for 10% off. So that's the Long Life Energy Enzymes and also the Ageless Thyroid capsules that are there. The thyroid, we talk about these all the time. And I've had people in my life that have lost their thyroid or it changes. I don't really quite understand. The thyroid, people say, doesn't do anything, but it really does. It regulates all kinds of harmonic stuff going on in your body for men and women, does it not? Or is it mostly
women? Well, certainly.
Women?
It certainly does, and it's a repository for iodine in the system, the greatest concentration of iodine in your body.
Why do we need iodine? What's good about
it? Oh, every cell has receptor sites for iodine. Iodine performs a lot of different functions, but its number one function is it is the mineral that goes into the hormone thyroxine. And a lot of people know them as T3 or T4, T3 being the active form, T4 being the storage form of this hormone. And this hormone is what regulates the metabolism of the body. Every cell has to have thyroxine in that cell. It's kind of like the thermostat that just burns the fuel, burns the energy. When you have enough of this enzyme, you've got some get up, you've got some go, you want to get things done, you've got some drive. When these levels start getting too low, the hormonal system inside your body can turn upside down and inside out because you're not getting enough iodine into the system. So we make sure there's iodine in this product. Mm-hmm. So that the thyroid has enough to take care of this. But there's also hypothalamus, there's pituitary, there's adrenal, what's called the HPA axis. And this is the bedrock. This is the baseline of your hormonal balance throughout the whole system anyway, especially the hormonal part of your life where you relate to other human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And so so iodine is absolutely essential to life as much as oxygen is.
Mm-hmm. All right, save yourself from processed foods. Use either of these two products, the Ageless Thyroid and the Long Life Energy Enzymes. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com/Doug. Use that code for 10% off. And also, if you have a contribution for Jack's book, help yourself to ForbiddenDoctor.com/Doug. Speaking of things that are necessary for the body, Jock. You know what I started out? I was about to say, this is Dr. Stock Jackwell. Earlier when we...
I was called that in high school all the time. You know how your closest friends make fun of your name.
Yeah, well, they didn't call you doctor. They're not making fun of you. Look, you're the doctor in the house.
Yeah, well, that's true. In my graduating class, there's only one other doctor who was an MD who ended up not practicing. And so there's only a couple of us. There's others that got their PhDs, but... Anyway, it was always Stock Jackwell. I mean, that's what my closest friends called me. That's funny you said that.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm close to a lot of things here. Happy Valentine's, by the way. Valentine's Week. You and Mary need to celebrate Valentine's Week, so make sure you do that with my encouragement. I've talked a lot with Jack about nitric oxide and how nitric oxide sends a signal to the blood vessels to relax, open up. This is the L-arginine pathway, and that's what comes out of nitric oxide. It happens, I mean, I don't want to make this too clinical or sound like I'm a doctor. Dr. Doug practices without a license. But I have read the books. I understand how nitric oxide works. And what it does, beside increasing circulation, the beets and superbeets, which create the nitrates for the nitric oxide, reduces the amount of oxygen needed by muscles and physical activity. It brings you support. So the blood that gets to your muscles, to your brain, to every organ of your body, all over your body, is getting there because of nitric oxide that is found in superbeets. Superbeets, non-GMO beets. Jack will tell you that's very important. And they are grown, they're cooked, then they're dried, then they're powdered, and then they get into a canister. And you have one canister a month. I've mixed mine with a couple of different drinks here and there. This is something that if you are, and a lot of people are, depending on their age, their energy becomes stagnant some points during the day. We all get started early. And so if you're a cycler, if you're exercising a lot, if you're a runner, that kind of stuff, man, do you need this? Or if you're working and you get kind of sluggish in the afternoon, you need to have this product handy by so you can mix the teaspoon of powdered super beets into a 4-ounce glass of water, drink it down, and bingo, you're back for the rest of a productive day. So you want this all-natural approach to getting blood around? If you haven't tried Super Beets yet, here's what Jack and I will recommend. You call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. This can be your new favorite nutrition bonus. And by the way, speaking of bonuses, you get a 30-day supply, extra 30 days of Super Beets when you have the initial order. So that's a 3-month supply you pay for. You get another month free, and you get the book Beat the Odds free, and you get shipping free when you mention Doug Steffen. Order it now. You will love the results, and it's guaranteed your money back. So it's that simple, folks.
Well, I definitely endorse it myself.
I know. You take it, and it's kind of like taking the energy. I find a 1-2 punch of these long life energy enzymes and Super Beets. There's a great combination. 800-655-4183 to take our advice. 800-655-4183. You can try going online. You take a little more time if you want to. Go to DougLikesBeets.com for Super Beets. DougLikesBeets.com. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're back fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Guys, JCPenney is your one-stop shop for all your favorite jeans. Come in now for 30% off select styles of Levi's and find your perfect fit. Like men's Levi's 505 regular fit jeans for just $41.65. Hurry in to stock up and save. Or save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Bell 215 to 220. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Extra 20% off subject to credit approval. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon details.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Exercising during pregnancy can help women stay in shape for labor and delivery. According to family medicine physician Dr. Elizabeth Cozine, there are many activities that are safe and beneficial for mother and baby.
If you have been a regular exerciser, you can just keep up doing what you're doing. And if you have not been a regular exerciser, it's a great time to get started. Starting with walking in somebody who hasn't been a regular exerciser, shooting for 30 to 60 minutes, 5 to 6 days a week. If you enjoy that, why not go for a jog? Give it a try. And there's no reason that a pregnant woman couldn't do things like exercise, boot camp style workouts, which are really popular these days.
Dr. Cozine says ligaments and muscles are more flexible during pregnancy, so women need to be mindful of that during physical activity.
And so just being cautious about what you're doing in terms of stretching and weightlifting, because you might be a little more loosey-goosey than you were prior to being pregnant.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Cozy Shack tapioca pudding is made with simple ingredients like milk, eggs, and sugar. It's so absurdly delicious, it's causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. So to make sure we don't run out, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding out of the refrigerator. Stick a spoon in it. Put it in your mouth. Chew on some of the big round tapioca things in there. Wipe your face with a napkin.
Please remain calm. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack tapioca pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
Good Day Health. Time is 23 and change past the hour. You're listening to the weekly visit on Good Day Health from Dr. Jack Stockwell, Nooka Chiropractic. We have a lot of news to go over, get to Jack's opinion or thinking about some of these things. Don't forget, as they finish their book, they would like input from you. So if you'd like to ask them a question, alternative approaches to healing, this is a special thing that they would like to work on this week with you at ForbiddenDoctor.com/Doug. Check that out. Meanwhile, Marathon Pharmaceuticals announced this week they are going to halt the rollout of a drug to treat genetic muscle deterioration. Members of Congress working this over, Jack, because the company planned to charge $89,000 a year for the drug that you can buy in Europe for $1,000 a year.
So I'm sorry.
These people, what a bunch of
holy
greedy
smoke.
Bastards these people are. That's because the government lets them get away with it. And Bernie Sanders and Elijah Cummings were the ones who were on this, and good for them. I'm surprised every single senator and congressman should be on this.
Every single senator and congressman gets a lot of re-election money from the pharmaceutical.
Yeah, there you go.
Industry.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, and they're ahead of the energy industry. The number one contributor to re-election campaign money is the pharmaceutical industry.
Yep. So can you imagine, though, $89,000 a year versus $1,000 a year for the same drug? And they nobody was going to notice?
Well, and we're talking about, muscular dystrophy and some other kinds of dystonia, which is, a weakness that develops in the muscles. There are wonderful things that can be done. We certainly don't cure muscular dystrophy, and we don't cure Ehlers-Danlos disease and these other things. But we have some suggestions in the sense of dietary changes that have had positive effects in helping to strengthen these muscles. We haven't got them out of wheelchairs, and we haven't got them off of their walker, but they can stand up straighter and move easier with a little more strength without using drugs, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, so the guy who runs Marathon said they've invested substantial resources in order to provide the community with this drug. They didn't expect to recoup his investment for several years. At that kind of dough, you got to be. There's a point. I believe in capitalism through and through, but there's a point at which it really gets to be unsavory. And this is the kind of example of it when, we had that business last year with the inhaler. What was that thing called? The EpiPen?
EpiPen, yes.
Yeah, the guy that ran the company bought it. I think it was $100 a pill, and then they upped it to $600 or some other foolishness. So you need to get them; they need to be called out, frankly. So good for those two guys for doing it.
Yeah, and this doesn't cure muscular dystrophy. It's supposed to help manage the symptoms a little bit, but that's about it. And and anytime you're dealing with giving a drug or some new drug to people who are kind of in a desperate situation. Cancer, severe heart disease, terrible diabetes. They're often willing to go do something like that. They second mortgage their home. The stuff doesn't end up working, and then they're into bankruptcy.
Mortgage. Right, that kind of stuff. More people go into bankruptcy because of medical treatment.
Yes.
Than any other. That's the number one reason people go bankrupt, because they get.
My best friend is a bankruptcy lawyer. We meet for breakfast every Friday, and that's exactly what he says. The number one cause people come to him is because of that medical expenses.
$89,000 a year for a drug that's available elsewhere for $1,000 a year. Give me a break. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here to give you a medical break. Call him and ask him a question. 888-302-3684. More from Dr. Jack coming up here on this week's Good Day Health Hour with Jack Stockwell.
Cozy Shack tapioca pudding is made with simple ingredients like milk, eggs, and sugar. It's so absurdly delicious, it's causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. So to make sure we don't run out, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding out of the refrigerator. Stick a spoon in it. Put it in your mouth. Chew on some of the big round tapioca things in there. Wipe your face with a napkin.
Please remain calm. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack tapioca pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet, the new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
Many farmers have been required to place all buildings as much as 50 feet or more from the edge of their property. We can all understand why potential issues with neighbors lead to such rules in the first place. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we might see them differently. We might realize that the best farm practices often mean putting buildings at the edge of the property, not in the middle. That would also preserve the most open space for us all to enjoy. Every farmer in America understands that, but convincing regulators and politicians is another matter. That's one reason America's founders decided to leave ordinary people free to govern themselves.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Good day, good life. It's all about good health. And the Good Day program is happy to present Dr. Jack Stockwell in this hour of Good Day Health every week. He's here with us to deal with some of the medical issues of the week. He's got a very unique way of understanding what's going on medically. Can answer some questions. You want to send a question along, doug@dougstefan.com is fine. Or you can try us at 888-302-3684. So there's a new research project out, Jack, that suggests that all of our sleep problems are seriously upping our risk of getting type 2 diabetes, especially if you're a woman. Why would that be? Let's explain what type 2 diabetes is first, because it's a frequent conversational point on the hours, both with you and with Ken. Diabetes has become more and more a problem in our lives, and I wonder, I mean, we've pretty much figured out that it has to do with diet. And so why does it affect, though, women more than men?
Well, there are more women at home cooking and preparing foods than there are men. Mm. There are more women who do not get adequate amounts of exercise for that very reason.
Mm-hmm.
And as the years go by, there are more and more things that are being included in the definition of diabetes type 2. Usually it's brought on by insulin sensitivity because they have had a high amount of carbs in their life for so long that even though that triggers the release of insulin, the cells are less responsive to insulin. And mm-hmm. insulin is like a matchmaker. You've got this very shy sugar molecule. You've got this very shy cell in the body that needs that sugar for energy. And insulin acts as the matchmaker that introduces, knocks on the door of the cell and brings this sugar molecule with its arm around it up to the door and says, hey, you guys ought to get together. I think you're going to have a lot of fun. That's what insulin does. But after a while, when insulin has been in the system constantly, 24/7, the knock at the door doesn't get answered. And then so the sugar levels inside the blood begin to build up, and then you start needing additional stimulation to get that sugar into the cell, and that's where the weight gain comes from and all the other problems that are associated with diabetes. Interestingly enough, one of the things that we tried to, that's one of the things we address with our enzymes, is yep. to strengthen that part of the pancreas that handles this thing. And so what's the connection with sleep? It's not that the diabetes is causing sleep problems. It's not so much that the sleep problems are causing or related to the diabetes. They're both due to an overload of insulin in the system because insulin is an irritant. Insulin is supposed to be in the bloodstream for a few hours at the most after you've eaten a meal that might have some extra carbohydrates in it. Then it should disappear. But a constant presence of insulin in the bloodstream is irritating to the walls of the arteries. So you have a constant inflammatory state going on in the body, and that has a direct effect upon your ability to get sleep. So it's not that one causes the other. They're both being caused by a similar influence. And it's just too dang many carbs in the diet.
Yeah. It's all about potatoes, white flour, rice, no, white rice.
Absolutely. Yeah. White rice is as damaging to you as white flour is.
Yeah.
And why is it damaging? You know, there's some protein there. There's an awful lot of carbohydrate. But what nature put into that rice, what nature put into that grain to feed the heart, to feed the system, has been removed in the bleaching process so that you end up with white bread without the bran, without the germ, without the wheat germ oil. You end up with rice without the brown covering, the rice, what's called rice polishings, that are loaded with B1 vitamin. And when you take those things out and you load up on white bread or you load up on white rice, it's the malnutrition effect of that that is so damaging to you.
Number of studies have linked problems like sleep apnea, insomnia, working the night shift, that sort of thing, to higher diabetes risk.
Sure.
But this research that I'm looking at now suggests that even just regularly having trouble going to bed, falling asleep, staying asleep, can increase your risk of developing diabetes by 45%. That seems very high.
Okay, now there's a relationship there. There's not a causation. There's just a relationship that elevated insulin is going to keep you awake. It's going to give you apnea. It's going to give you some other problems. Mm-hmm. And so it's easy to look at that as being a causative factor for diabetes when there's just a relationship there, not a causation.
Yep. All right, let's get to some of our listeners' questions. Send your email that I will I'll present to Jack. It's Doug at DougStephan.com. Question I can sort of try to steer this. But at the end of the day, this is up to you. Here's Alyssa, who wants to know whether there are some supplements that should not be taken together. I recall reading supplements containing iron and vitamin C should not be taken together, but I don't recall why. Is this true?
Excellent question.
It is a good question.
Excellent question because 99.5% of what's in the marketplace out there called vitamin C is not vitamin C. It's ascorbic acid. And ascorbic acid is just a part of the vitamin C molecule. The tyrosinase, the copper base of whole food vitamin C isn't present with ascorbic acid. Ascorbic acid is like having the steering wheel of a Jaguar, but nothing else. And then you say, well, here's my Jaguar, even though you just got the steering wheel. And then most of the iron supplements out there are of a metallic nature. They're not wrapped up with the protein.
Mm-hmm.
So unless the whole food vitamin C or an iron supplement that came from food and not from a laboratory, then there's no problem if those two mix. But when they're from the standard suppliers out there in the grocery stores, pharmacies, health food stores, most of those things are synthetic. And so when you bring a higher dose of acid that's like with ascorbic acid and you've got metallic iron, and you're taking these things together, you're definitely going to have some problems, especially if you have iron-eating bacteria in the gut.
Mm. And for some people, how do you know whether you have those? How do you know?
Well, it's very well, unless you do a stool sample and you start looking for particular kinds of bacteria that are known to be possessors of iron that limit the iron getting into your body, that can lead to lower hemoglobin counts. Rob you of energy, these kinds of things. You just do GAPS. Just follow the GAPS program, and your body will auto-regulate this stuff itself. But she's right. That's a very good question she asked.
All right. Well, we like to have good questions from smart listeners. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Here's Tiva, who says she has a 9-year-old granddaughter that is significantly overweight. The rest of the family are all normal. They don't keep a lot of junk food or sodas in the house. She doesn't overeat at meals. And she wonders doctors, they've been to a number of doctors apparently, and they don't have any idea what's wrong with her. They say it's her diet. She has a different, though, she apparently has a different father than her siblings. So one wonders what that brings into the picture. But what do you say to this person with a question, Jack?
Again, you've got to look to the gut. There's something going on in the gut. There's dysbiosis taking place. Dysbiosis just means there is an imbalance between the bacteria that's helping her and the bacteria that's hurting her. And she's got probably too much of the other. And, again, GAPS is a great place to start. You have to limit the carbohydrates to less than 60 grams of carbs a day because something is sneaking in there somewhere. And so what the parents have to do is they have to join in with this as well. You can't just have one person with a problem in the family that can be addressed dietarily without everybody else jumping on the bandwagon and being a part of this. Now, there may be some, you know, it would help to see some blood work and some of these other things, but invariably, we almost always turn back to the gut. There's some imbalances causing this metabolic problem so that she is storing energy rather than burning it up. And it's not just a matter of going out and running or getting involved in soccer or some kind of exercise. It usually comes back to some imbalance inside the gut. We've got podcast number 4, podcast number 42 and 43 are introductions to GAPS that explain the process, explain what's involved. GAPS meaning gut and psychology syndrome. It's the relationship between how the brain works and the health of the gut. And when the gut's having problems, the rest of the system is definitely going to have problems.
All right. When we continue our conversation with Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health, a focus on a gentleman whose name is fairly well known in America, who says he's been smoking grass for 50 years, and he wants you to know what it's done for him. That'd be interesting. But, all right, 43 past the hour on the Good Day Health Hour with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home. And it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
You're continuing a focus on your health with Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on miscarriages and PTSD. Conversation during this month of February, the focus on your heart and veterans who are going through PTSD and how that stress creates heart problems. Well, if you're not in the service, but you've had a miscarriage, another way for you to get PTSD. This is something that's come out of a study that was done of 400 women who were pregnant. Between 10 and 15% of all confirmed pregnancies result in a miscarriage, and that results in post-traumatic stress disorder, which is caused in general, not just for people who are in the service, but they certainly have more than their share of distressing events. But any distressing event can cause PTSD, and sufferers constantly relieve their trauma with nightmares, or they relive it, not relieve it. They relive it, intrusive thoughts, flashbacks, that kind of stuff. And symptoms can pop up weeks or even months or years after the event occurs. The author of the study says, quote, "We were surprised at the high number of women who experienced symptoms of PTSD after early pregnancy loss. We have checks in place for postnatal depression, but we don't have anything in place for the trauma and depression that follows the loss of a child through a miscarriage." I think that's really important, very interesting and compelling information when you think about it. Put yourself in that position. Hopefully you haven't been in that position, but think about what would happen to somebody having a miscarriage, what it does to your mental state of mind. So the findings in this study suggest that women who experience miscarriages or any kind of unusual pregnancy should be screened for PTSD. A word to the wise from Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, before we get to this big weed smoker, Jack had an interesting procedure that many of us have gone through, if not most of us, at some point in our lives. And so Jack, because of his experience more than anything else, and maybe mine, and isn't just from my experience, it's what I've read and what I really believe about root canals and mercury fillings and that sort of thing. So you had how many root canals done at the same time?
Six.
What?
Yeah, six.
You did. How in the world are your teeth so bad? You got six root canals.
It's not that. I have no pain. I had no pain at all.
I've said that about you for a long time.
there's a book that is called The Toxic Tooth. Yeah. It's written by a dentist from New York who just absolutely got destroyed in his business because he took out from somebody's mouth a toxic root canal. And if I don't remember to say this at any other time, I've got to say it now. The Toxic Tooth is a book you need to look at. I've had this tooth that my dentist has been warning me for about 3 years now. Hey, you got to get a root canal here. Look on this X-ray. Look at the roots; they're almost gone. Mm-hmm. And because there was no pain, I just kept brushing it off.
And literally and figuratively.
Yes. Yeah. And I just, I said I didn't worry about it until I started studying the history of root canals and how terribly dangerous these things are in the body, because the whole idea of the root canal is you take the root out. You take out the pulp, mm-hmm. which is the nerve. And once you take the nerve out of a tooth, you can't have, you're not going to be able to feel what's going on. It's like going into a bank, turning off the cameras, and turning off the alarm system. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is a toxicity begins to grow in there that you're not aware of, and that toxicity continues to leak into the bloodstream. So I had six root canals over the years, mm-hmm. the earliest one back in the 70s. I had every one of them pulled out. Mm-hmm. They're going to be replaced by implants. But I had everyone pulled out. And I'll tell you this, that happened last Tuesday night. The next morning, Wednesday morning, I woke up, and this is no exaggeration, Doug, I felt 20 years younger morning.
I'll throw something at you. About 15, maybe 20 years ago, I was really, and I have a really strong immune system, and I've been thankful for that.
Yes, you
it's
do.
It's propelled me through lots of things, including this Lyme disease that I'm going through right now that I don't even really feel. But I had a four-week period of time when I was just down. My energy level was low. I didn't feel well. It was just blah time. And so I happened to be going to the dentist at the same time. I was going to a homeopathic dentist down on the Cape. And I told him, I walked into his office, I said, I really feel lousy. He says, let me check your teeth, gums, and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
So he found a tooth that was inflamed. And he said, this tooth's got to come out. So he took it out, and underneath it was a cyst.
Absolutely.
That had been growing there for probably a couple of years. And he took that out, and instantly, like 30 seconds, I felt like a brand new person. So
yes.
You don't think your gums and teeth
absolutely
predicate how you feel? Absolutely they do.
The toxic
the
tooth.
Yep, read the book.
Do you have knee or back pain? If you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. You may qualify right now to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used them. They work. Call the Pain Relief Hotline right now for free information.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
After the hour now, continuing with our focus on your medical experience, I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack has, along with his wife, invited you to help them complete a book that they've been writing for quite a long time. They need some help. People who have been listening to us have conversations about medical issues over the years. Jack would like to have you make a couple of suggestions to add to the book. This is, by the way, the book is An Alternative Approach to Healing. Have you got a title for the book yet, or your working title? You ought to be
our 20 protocols that will bring back a zest and excitement for life.
Really?
Yeah, and that's things that you can do at home, things that you can do in your kitchen, things that you can do with just, you know, things easy to obtain that will make a lot of difference in your life.
All right, so if you do that, send something along. Jack will take care of you. He and Mary will have a private consultation with you. I think is that how this works? Because the Forbidden Doctor is all about consulting. It's information, and then if you...
Yeah, this is different. This is different than the survey, and I don't want to confuse anybody, but we've got an even better Super PAC survey now.
All right.
At Forbidden Doctor. But at ForbiddenDoctor.com/Doug, ForbiddenDoctor.com/Doug, I'm just asking for two suggestions. If they could go in there and there's two spaces to write what they would like, you know, their greatest health concern. What, you know, what is your biggest health concern and what issue or issues would you like to see addressed in this book? And I mean, there's no attachment here. There's no, you know, I'm not trying to push something on you. You know, I'm not selling you something. I just want this information. If you can help me do that, then we, Mary and I, have a little special deal for them if they'll help us out. But it's 20 forbidden protocols is essentially what the book is. 20 forbidden protocols.
Check it out at ForbiddenDoctor.com/Doug. In a moment, we answer the question about the fellow who's been smoking marijuana for 50 years, what he claims has happened to his life. That's right after this word here on Good Day Health.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com, use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000. Mama always said, gotta be
yourself, gotta be yourself. You deserve the wedding dress of your dreams. Right now at David's Bridal, find gorgeous gowns for every style and budget, including select wedding dresses originally $700 to $1,600, now just $499. So be bold, be flirty, be sweet, but whatever you do, be your own bride, only at David's Bridal. Sale ends February 21st.
All right, 56 past the hour now. I almost sometimes jump on, because I'm so eager to get back, jump on some of the last words of the commercials. Jack Stockwell, the story of George Zimmer. Do you know who George Zimmer is?
Ooh.
Yes,
I know the name.
George Zimmer founded the Gentleman's Warehouse. And it was a single store, standalone store. His father was in the clothing business, and he took it over, and he made it into a national company, national brand, and did very, very well with it until the board of directors. So he went public, had a board of directors. They thought that he was too uppity, that he was too arrogant, that he was too difficult, so they fired him from his own company.
Well, sounds like Steve Jobs.
Yeah, right. So he now is in the business of, there's a certain special kind of, so I think he's in the tuxedo business or something like that. But in the meantime, he says he's been smoking marijuana for 50 years. He's been talking about it a lot lately after seeing how the drug has been demonized. He went back to when he was a kid, said he watched the movie Reefer Madness, where a group of teenagers succumb to violence, murder, and hysteria after lighting up the wacky weed, which, of course, isn't what happens for the most part. Most people get very subtle. He says, this has been a lifetime passion of mine. Smoking weed, he says, reduces his dependence on alcohol. He said using marijuana helped him cope after the Men's Warehouse board gave him the boot. He says, as far as he's concerned, marijuana is harm reduction. The way that cannabis helps is when you lose your job, you don't go on a two-week drunken bender. So I suppose if you have to be addicted to something, maybe that's it. Are you buying his line? Yes or no?
Interestingly enough, there are THC receptor sites in the brain.
Yeah.
I'm not buying his stuff. I don't know that I agree. Mm-hmm. But there are receptor sites for marijuana in the brain.
Yeah, and it acts positively, from what I've heard.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.